definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the End of the Bench here. We are live in downtown Lubbock. A little soggy today. A little soggy bottom, boys. First United Bank Studio. Visual Edge IT Hotline is 806-771-0973. And you can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app, presented by Happy State Bank. We are getting closer to the Masters. We are getting closer to Texas Tech baseball playing nearly every day, because today got pushed to tomorrow. So 6:05 tomorrow down in Abilene. I almost got hailed on, dude.
Really? This morning?
For real.
I had some pretty big raindrops at an unfortunate time right when I dropped the kid off, but no hail.
Yeah, I got up to the flyover, and there was a brand new F-150 who was not risking it. He had pulled over under the overpass because he knew that we were close to hail.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it starts sounding like hail, but it's rain.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were at, and I was like, dang, man, I did not expect that kind of precip, you know, especially when it was just kind of sprinkling around the house.
Yeah.
And then I got up there, and once it got closer to Tech, it completely went away. But there for a while, it was really going. I had to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It was also weird because there was no, you know, lightning or thunder or anything. It was just, it was big old fat rain is what it was. Little bitty sting gang rain.
It was a
movie.
It was fat. Nope, don't know. It was fat rain.
Come on, though. You don't know that?
Nope.
And then rain that just seemed to come from up underneath.
Okay, yeah, if you go that route.
What is it?
Forrest Gump.
Okay, good. It's a little worried for you there. Big old fat rain. We'll have tiers of fast food restaurants.
Uh-oh.
Instead of tiers of 12.
Yeah.
Because the Big 12 is a mess, and I don't think anybody knows who's better than anybody else. So we won't even worry about it.
It's pretty much college baseball is all.
Tiers of fast food restaurants! That's what we'll do.
Okay. You got to think about that.
You got the powder in your hair again today?
I do.
It's feathered and lethal.
Little precip on Cotton. Top.
You want to just do the rest of the show?
No, I'm good.
I think you'd be great. You and Lucas?
No, we're good. You're already here.
Hacks dog. Go on a 3-hour coffee break. Just kick my feet up.
No, you're good. We're following your lead. Wherever you go, we're going.
UConn, by far the best team in college basketball.
Yeah. I mean, feel like an absolute moron picking against them at any point in the bracket, especially since I picked them last year, but just absolute dominance. I mean, when you make a 7-4 guy pretty much non-existent with your defense, I mean, I know he wasn't non-existent, they let him get his, but there were at times he couldn't even get a pass off because they would double him so fast. It was a clinic, and it was
a clinic.
Yeah, they were just toying with everybody on their way to another national title. Do you like Danny Hurley as a coach?
No.
I like parts of him, and then he just goes over the line.
Yeah.
I like that he's confident, but he's a little too confident for me, a little too cocky. And then talking to – now, to be fair, Zach Edey did say something to him when he was walking by, but don't talk to the other players, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Lucas seems like he loves him.
I loved how he just decided to step on the court and push his point guard to start the play, and then he gets called for being out of the coaching box.
Now that I like, because that was just like, hey, let's go ahead and run this thing. Let's go. And he wasn't even thinking. The constant complaining about every single call and looking up at the scoreboard and basically pointing out the mistakes made by, I mean, come on. Nonstop. Eventually, they drowned you out, bud. You know, there are people that do that every once in a while and they get the calls. You do it all the time, you're never getting the calls. But he's obviously pretty darn good at what he does. And that program, too. We talk about Blue Bloods. How many is that now? Six. In the last, like, 20-something years?
We had this discussion at this time last year, a little bit before. Remember, I was on the road, and we were talking about if they're a Blue Blood or not, and the answer is absolutely yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just not even close. They are 100% of Blue Blood.
And with three different coaches. Yep. That might be hail. It's loud. It's loud enough rain, that's for sure.
Now, should UConn be a little bit more worried that he will take the Kentucky job?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, the whole goal here is to win on Monday night.
Yeah.
He's figured out how to do that.
He's created a modern-day Blue Blood. Kentucky is a once-upon-a-time Blue Blood that could easily return to. I mean, they're clearly still a Blue Blood, but you know what I'm saying. They're dormant.
They made Purdue look dormant.
Yeah.
I hope it hails the size of cinder blocks, just on my car.
I was about to say, I would appreciate it if you could do that.
We're parked right by each other, though.
I'm going to go move my car real quick.
No, Choice has got my keys. He wanted to take it for a spin. You excited for the Masters?
I am excited for the Masters. I would love to go cover the Masters. I see so many different people, like Bailey Burmaster was there yesterday.
Oh, God.
See all of these people, and this would have been a perfect time to go as a West Texas representative, go cover Ludwig for a couple of rounds, maybe four rounds. Yeah.
Had this guy at the bar who knows nothing about sports correct me on Ludwig's pronunciation.
Yeah, I've given up. I say it every way.
It's Ludwig Aberg. It's like, it's Albert.
Yeah.
I'm like, I sat next to Greg Sands in a pickup truck doing Inside the Loop, a feature, mm-hmm. and asked him, and that's what he said. So I'm going to take his word for it.
Well, and Don Williams put the perfect video out about a year ago. He asked Ludwig, and Ludwig said, you could say it this way, and in my home country, you say it this way, but I go with this way since we're here. So if the guy that goes by the name doesn't care what it is, the guy at the bar that knows nothing about golf needs to not care about it either.
I wanted to. I don't know what I wanted to do, but it wouldn't have been pretty.
Cinder blocks.
Yeah, cinder blocks.
Definitely not the Starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's hour number two of the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score. 100.7thescore.com. We're live in the First United Bank Studios. Visual Edge IT hotline is 806-771-0973. You can hit us up through the Yates Flooring Center chat line. That is through the 100.7 The Score mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. Coming up in 42 minutes, we'll have a secret word of the day to get you entered to win big bucks, no whammies. Definitely the best game show of all time, correct?
I did thoroughly enjoy Pressure Luck. I probably like that over a lot of things, but I still like puzzle stuff more, I think. Wheel of Fortune. Back when you could buy stuff on Wheel of Fortune. You remember that?
No.
Really? Yeah, back in the day you would get your money and then they would like spin out this like living room and have big screen TV and furniture and stuff and you could just purchase stuff with your money right there.
Oh.
You had to use the money, though. I don't think you could say, I'm good. I'm just going to keep this $3,500.
Yeah. I would have just kept the cash. People are like, what are you going to do if you win a car? I was like, I'm going to sell it.
I think that's probably why they went that route. They're like, nobody's wanting to pay the taxes on all these things and take them home. So we wanted more puzzles. Dang it. Give us more puzzles. More whammies. More whammies. More whammies. Stop. Yeah, I did like supermarket sweep, Shelley. Deal with it.
Supermarket sweep was entertaining.
I used to watch a lot of game shows.
Dun, dun, dun,
Only
dun,
child.
Dun, dun.
At home alone a lot. Could have been doing a lot worse.
My routine for the grade school years was come home with mom because she taught fifth and sixth grade. So come home with her after she got her work done. Grab a box of Cheez-Its and watch DuckTales. Woo woo.
Watched a lot of DuckTales.
Dun, 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 dun.
There was another one too with
bump.
What was that other one with the bear?
Yeah, it was,
you know what I'm talking about? He was a flying bear. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Tailspin?
Tailspin, yeah, Tailspin. I need to find the Tailspin song, Lucas.
You need to find DuckTales. Oh, woo woo. You can't say DuckTales without saying the woo-woo part. In case you haven't noticed. Also, Tiny Toons. Fantastic. We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony.
Loony, yeah.
And now our song is done. Bum.
And you can learn stuff. Well, no, I was thinking about Animaniacs.
I did not like Animaniacs at all.
It's too much... memorization of
no, it's just
hello nurse, and I can say that too.
Good one, dude. Very well done. The pinky and the brain thing, never got it. Never understood it. Never understood why it was funny to people.
There was some educational value to it.
Although I could rehearse that too, probably. Did you ever get into the Muppets?
I liked the Muppet Babies when I was younger.
Muppet Babies. Yeah. Great.
Muppet Babies will make our dreams come true. Yeah, that song too. I could sing that one.
Oh, man. Our brains are crazy.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, like... The boy today leaves his backpack at the house.
I've had that. Well, not backpack. Most of the stuff inside of it usually is left at the house.
His laptop. Time he's like, I don't have my boxers on.
Well, that's too much information.
We got to go back to the house, Dad. It's like, why? We just have to. But we can remember Animaniacs theme songs from 40 years ago.
That I haven't watched an episode of.
Or even Looney Tunes stuff from 90 years ago, 80 years ago.
Yeah, you remember that one video of the
Hillbillies?
Hillbillies, yeah.
Yeah.
And I still don't remember what that is.
Well, they were after bugs like everything else. My big time story was... when I got big timed, I was 26, first year with ORU. We somehow get to a super regional. We're out of Clemson, and the guy that's doing the games on ESPN, I don't know who he is, and he's upset that I don't know who he is. So we're sitting there in the dugout just chatting it up. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, it's my first year, and here at the super regional. He's like, well... When you play the announcer on Glory Road and you're the voice of the New York Yankees, that's pretty much the pinnacle of the profession.
Okay. Love getting big time by some of these people.
Way to go, man.
Used to be in the same
all
spot.
All I'm doing is trying to enjoy my
experience.
I'm not an Enid anymore experience.
Yeah.
I've moved out of Enid, and I'm not doing news anymore, which is a huge win. I'm doing play-by-play, and we're 2 wins away from Omaha. You know, you don't have to be that condescending, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always
the I was the guy on Glory end. Road.
There's always a guy on the other end. The one thing, like, I don't like Gus Johnson. I don't like listening to him.
Mm.
But I know he's a good dude because one of my friends was standing there doing a stand-up by himself, trying to get himself in focus and everything one time. You know, standing at a football field, trying to get something in.
One man in it.
Yeah, one man band, headline, or, you know, trying to make deadline. And Gus Johnson walks over to his camera and frames him up and focuses and everything and says, all right, you're good to go, hits record and walks off, you know.
That's, you know, Marty Smith did the same thing for that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
That guy was at the Masters reporting yesterday as well. I started following him on Twitter after that.
He's like, it ain't easy, is it?
Then you get your guy, they're a former ESPN Sports Center anchor, and he did college baseball, obviously. Did a very similar thing on the elevator at TD Ameritrade to me and somebody else, and I'm like,
Boog?
No, no. Much smaller than Boog. A much smaller individual. I won't say who he is, but he's a much smaller. And when I say he's a small individual, you can kind of narrow it down. He no longer
Sean
works.
Sean McDonough?
No. I don't think Sean would be like that. I'll tell you during the break.
All right, when we come back, I got highs and lows and college football teams with the most returning starters. An interesting list as we keep football in mind here out in West Texas.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Back here on the End of the Bench, 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. Darkwing Duck, Rescue Rangers. I've forgotten about those. Looney Tunes was my jam. That and Johnny Quest. DC Gets Big Time by Wrong Roberts every evening. Oh, yeah. Muppet Hacks. Let's see. That's the guy that throws the fish. He never says a word. New Zealand. Oh, my gosh. They forgot his name.
That's what that guy's name is?
Yeah. New Zealand.
Would have never guessed that.
Yeah. The newsman, that's who you are. New Zealand, it's a boomerang fish. So he cuts it loose and it comes back to him.
Now, I remember the character. I had no clue what his name was, though. New Zealand.
I had to vacuum and wash dishes when I got home from school. Better have it done before Mom got home from work. Pinky and the Brain was for potheads. Give me Johnny Bravo. Oh, I love me some Johnny Bravo. If you go back and watch Johnny Bravo, it'll blow you away. Some of the trying to pick up on women on a kid's cartoon. Have you seen that?
No, but that's a lot of older cartoons, right? There's a lot of weird stuff.
Hey there, pretty mama.
I know Johnny Bravo. I'll be honest. I never watched Johnny Bravo. I think that was the tail end of my cartoon viewing.
Press Your Luck was the goat until that one guy found out it wasn't a random pattern and figured it out. That's right. Yeah. He did. He figured it out. There's a guy that figured out The Price is Right. There's a documentary on Netflix about this dude that knew all the prices and was winning all the jackpots.
That would just be a good memory, though, right?
Yeah, he had a little formula, but it was more of a memory and study.
Yeah. You got to get lucky, too, and be charismatic enough for them to pick you in the whole process. It's not like they just do it random. Hey, look, there's that guy right there. He's perfect. Me? No, it would be awful. There was a guy here in town that used to work at one of the television stations that was on Press Your Luck, and he won. And he had no idea that he won. He didn't really know how the whole process worked, I guess. But it was fabulous television whenever he did win. And he did a guns up and everything.
I missed it if you haven't already talked about it. What did Tad say about sign stealing? Also, how could they, what were they seeing, and how could they get in info to the batter in time? It was our elbow angle in the glove that was tipping pitches. So if it was, and I don't know if it was down, it was a slider. If it was up, it was a fastball. They figured that out. So they saw him kind of wrenching around in the glove. And when he got fully set, they knew, the first base coach knew what the pitch was going to be. Then I don't know how they relayed that to the batter. I'm sure it was like, hey, come on now, here we go. Or, you know, you can do.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, anything. I mean, exactly. Hey, keep your head down this time here. You know, that could mean fastball. Hey, give it a ride could be slider. Yeah. You know, you can do all. What Tad said, if they would have taught the batters what to look for, then there wouldn't be any need for relay of communication. Then they would have had the signs all day on free.
Yeah.
When they finally figured it out, then they started taking precautionary measures and doing other things to try and trick them back. So this is done all the time since the dawn of baseball. Sign stealing has been a thing. They couldn't do anything about it. Tad's told me stories about how the first time that Alek Manoah ever pitched here in Lubbock against Texas Tech, he knew every pitch he was throwing the entire game.
Yeah.
Because Tad was stealing their signs. He was down at the third base box. Catcher had the fingers too low.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what pitch was coming every time. Every time.
And then when he played him up there, he didn't.
Right.
Because I remember Alek Manoah being pretty salty against the Red Raiders.
Yeah.
And against a lot of people, for that matter.
So that's what that is, with the sign stealing. Surprised OSU doesn't use Tech song. They copy everything else from Tech. Don't know why they have to overthink things. Even Pat Green said change is good. Like, no, dude, just leave the crap alone. There was nothing wrong with the original. That's kind of where I'm coming from, too. Pat seemed more than happy with what they put together. He was smiling. They had behind the scenes, and they were working together, and buddy-buddy, and love. He said, I'm the happiest man in the world right now because I love how it sounds. No. Sorry, Pat. Just your song is enough and is perfect. Don't give Hacks hints. He never does when he gives a pop quiz. I do, too. Like I'm some quiz Nazi. All right. You got questiones?
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
Okay, question number one. You get $50,000 for every month you go without one of these. Which one are you going to choose? You have indoor plumbing, you have electricity, or heating and air conditioning. You can pick one. Every month you go without it, you get $50K.
What was the second one? Electricity? I would probably nix the last one. So I would go without air conditioning and heating. Open the windows, baby. Open the windows, and I can put some kind of fan in there, because that's not air conditioning or heating. I can put a fan in the window and plug that bad boy in and use my electricity to cool off the house as much as possible. And when it's cold, blankets. I'm good.
Indoor plumbing.
You're out of your mind.
It's outhouse time.
You know that thing's going to fill up eventually, right? What are you going to do when that thing fills up?
Did it for centuries.
Yeah, and they got rid of it for a reason, too.
I'll just...
Did you ever have a...
an outhouse? No.
My grandparents' farm, I never used it, but it was still on the farm when I was a kid. It was out back by the chicken coop. There was an outhouse back there.
They would just get to know me really well over at the Pack-a-Sack. Just go use,
right?
Go use their bathroom.
Hey, are you staying at this hotel? No, I'm good. I was, yeah, room 113. 113. I need to get a new key card after I go to the restroom. I'll be right back.
It is 1982, and you're going to go see a movie. Which one of these are you going to go see? Rocky 3, Grease, Annie, Poltergeist, or E.T.?
I'm going to go watch Rocky 3. I watched Rocky 4 in Okinawa, Japan on a military base, and everybody cheered at the end of it. But I'll go Rocky 3.
Same.
E.T. 2.
Then E.T.
Yeah.
And then real quick, one player from this NCAA tournament that you'll keep an eye on for next season, either in the pros or back at school.
Shed. Because I saw some tweet last night that was very cryptic about, whatever I'm hearing about Houston is true. He got a favorite for the national title. I didn't even realize he had any eligibility left, but that would be my choice.
Probably that Roberts cat from Houston. He said he was coming back yesterday. He's a big-time difference maker.
I thought Shed was done. Was he not done?
I thought he was, too. Well, I hope he is.
Me, too. I do like Roberts, though.
We got more coming up right after this.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Don't forget, we've got Ask the Bench Warmers coming up at 11:45. You can get your questions in. We will answer those to the best of our ability when we get there for that. Headlines, again, Astros Royals tonight, 6:10, 100.7 The Score. Rangers A's, 6:30. Rangers lose to the Astros yesterday. Texas Tech's baseball game not tonight. Moved to tomorrow because of potential weather. 6:05 Wednesday. Then I believe the team will stay in the area after that game. Thursday, get on over to Fort Worth. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, play the Fjords, and then go play the Hogs.
You gone for a while.
I'm going to be gone for a week.
Well, well, well.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
You want these? Oh, you still got headlines to finish up here. I got the tee times for you, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Masters just releasing tee times for
the Masters.
The Masters. Thursday's first round for Ludwig Hubert.
Hubert. It's Hubert.
12:45 Lubbock time. He will tee off his first major round there at Augusta National along with Jordan Spieth and Shahith Theegala. So there you go.
Good enough for me. Not gonna work here anymore.
Dustin Johnson, Colin Morikawa, and Tommy Fleetwood in a group. Tiger with Jason Day and Max Homa. He tees off at 12:24. Two groups in front of Ludwig Lubig, Aber, Aberg, Ober, whatever.
Ober. Nathan Geese from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal says, we've gone five full days without any new Texas Tech transfer news, guessing that streak ends soon. So I don't know if that's going out or coming in.
Yeah.
And you have to watch out for this Kentucky deal. If Scott Drew should be the one, then it's going to rock the Big 12's core pretty hard, because you're going to have some guys moving around. A non-pop quiz pop quiz. Well, it's time for a non-pop quiz pop quiz. You ready?
Yeah.
Most March Madness wins over the past 2 years. Now, we're not going to worry about UConn.
Okay, darn it.
Who's got the second most?
Let's see. Not Purdue. I will go with... How far did they make it last year? I'll go Tennessee. It's got to be somewhat high.
Fourth.
Fourth.
On the list.
There we go.
Five.
Five. We'll take it. Top five. Who else was in the Final Four? Gosh, not NC State. Not Purdue. Gosh, who?
You need some colors?
Yeah, I do need some colors.
Red and black.
Red and black. Lucas? NC State.
They're in this list.
Wow.
That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th. Tied for 8th.
And you say the last 2 years?
2 years.
Okay. A red and black team that made it 2 years. Even Lucas has the confused look on his face for the red and black. Red and black, let's see. Nope, up that direction. I have no idea up there for red and black. Now you've just gotten colors in my brain. Gonzaga. We'll throw Gonzaga in there.
Tied for fourth with 5. Come on, there's a bunch.
There's a bunch that are
there's
tied?
There's a bunch on this list. Just because you can't get second doesn't mean you can...
Auburn.
Not on the list.
North Carolina.
Not on the list.
Duke.
They're
on the list. Duke's on the list. Duke, let's go out that direction. There's nothing over there.
Vlad.
Oh, yeah. Florida Atlantic. Yeah, that's a San Diego State then. They've got to be in there, too. They lost in the first round. They've got to be in there.
Which one did you say?
San Diego State.
That's number 2.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't even think of them as...
You don't think of them as anything, and they're number 2 last 2 years and wins in the NCAA tournament.
Right? I wasn't even going to bother with that coast, and then you gave me Florida Atlantic, so I went to... That's sad that I remember last year's Final Four, I think, more than this year's Final Four. Who was the fourth team in the Final Four?
This year?
Yes.
Purdue?
Yeah, I know that. Purdue, UConn. NC State.
NC State.
I can't picture the other one. Neon Lucas. It was three days ago. An eclipse has happened since then. I mean, how am I supposed to remember the fourth Final Four team?
Roll Tide.
Oh, well, that's why. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So Alabama would be on that list as well.
Alabama then is on the list. They are third.
Yeah. Jeez.
Nate Oates.
Yeah.
That's why he's going to get a look.
Good luck to
him.
He's
got an $18 million buyout.
Well, they got the money, though, because he's not having to be bought out, right?
Right.
It's $30 million of free money for him there.
I don't know how that works. UConn, San Diego State, Bama, Tennessee, Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, Miami.
Purdue was on the list?
Yes.
Well, I guess they would have to be on the list if San Diego State was.
NC State, Texas, Duke, Houston.
I would have gotten to Houston eventually. Yeah, I did okay. Thank goodness that wasn't a pop quiz, though. I don't know that Lucas would have been much help over there.
Lucas is usually a big help over there.
I know, but he was making confused faces the entire time. Do you want these betting odds for next year's national champion? in men's basketball, not football.
I like the number one and number two.
Well, it depends on which one you're looking at. I'm looking, I've got two different ones. I've got per DraftKings, or I have per MGM, BetMGM.
I like the one with the number one player in the country going to them.
Who's the number one player in the country?
Cooper Flagg going to Duke.
So you're looking at the DraftKings version then?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with the DraftKings version. How many Big 12 teams did I say were on there? Do you remember?
12.
I said there were 12 teams.
Yeah.
There are four Big 12 teams on this list. Actually, I take that back. There are five Big 12 teams on this list. Can you name the five Big 12 teams in the top 12?
For Hoops champion next year.
Next year, Hoops national champion. Five of the top 12 are from the Big 12 conference. Houston.
Kansas.
Baylor.
Iowa State.
I only have 12 on the list, so.
Oh, Arizona.
There you go.
This is harder than you think.
Oh, I know.
When you
I'm well aware. I just went through it a second ago.
When you have four additions, two subtractions, four additions, completely different coast to coast all
that's
over.
That's why I said four initially, because I was like, oh, there's Arizona in there as well. And two of them weren't in the conference 2 years ago. UConn has the same odds as Duke to repeat, threepeat.
We're going to treepeat.
We're going to beat North Carolina.
Get the papers.
North Carolina, Alabama, Kentucky on that list as well, and Auburn, Gonzaga have the same odds, 25-1.
A couple more things on It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. One of the best flying stunts ever through a billboard, and Jonathan Winters destroying a gas station. That is so funny, those guys running for their lives and trying to knock him out, and he is basically invincible, taking tire wrenches off the head. All in the pursuit of cash money. Straight cash, homie. Straight cash, Viking.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's raining right down here in Lubbock, Texas. Downtown Lubbock is where we're at the Raymar compound, First United Bank Studio. Get your questions in through the Ace Flooring Center chat line. We will answer them to the best of our ability. What's your favorite song about rain?
What the heck is a Puddle of Mud? Or no, the one that's in that movie Hard Rain with Christian Slater and Minnie Driver. I'm going to find it. I got to find it. I can't remember the name of it.
Lucas, favorite song about rain?
I don't know if this is going to be a popular answer, but my favorite song about rain is Umbrella with Rihanna.
I can't say that I know that.
Goes back to Michael Scott. Everything does. Actually, that was Andy Bernard who did that. Songs about rain. Gary Allen. That's my favorite.
You know what I'm talking about? Flood. Flood is the name of the song. Can find some Flood real quick.
Yeah,
Jars
dude,
of Clay.
Please.
That Jars of Clay.
A really good song. Used to be No Stranger to the Rain, Keith Whitley. I think Gary Allen took over on it.
Thunder Rolls.
Thunder Rolls. Yeah, Flood's really good. Purple Rain, Dwight Yoakam cover. Of course, from Prince. That is from Shelley. The RPI for ACU is 146. I'm not waiting on you, Lucas. I'm hearing hail.
Yeah, it does sound a little bit louder.
Who is it by?
Jars of Clay.
Jars of Clay.
Called Flood.
Is that downpour on my soul? So yeah, we come one with wonderful. I can't. Yeah, it's good. Blame It on the Rain. Milli Vanilli. Floods by the Mike McClure Band slaps. My gosh, Bobby Hot Dogs. You and I would get along really well with the Mike McClure Band. All right, crank it up. You're doing good as it hails. It's topical. Slowly I become one with the mud. Good pull, David.
Yeah. Hard Rain, Christian Slater, Mini Driver.
The one on the chat line should have been my answer. I wasn't thinking No Rain by Blind Melon.
Yeah.
That's got to be me.
A fall punishment coming near you to the corner of University and whatever. You're going to look so good in that, man. With the song playing.
I'm legitimately excited to do that.
That's crazy. And we're getting some great submissions.
Yeah, we are. My goodness.
Texas Flood, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Smoky Mountain Rain from Clay. Clay, that is you, buddy. From Ronnie Millsap. And we got a great list here. What's that? Is it Eddie Money? I always get this one confused. Gotta keep a roll with the windshield wipers, banging out of tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. It's a great song too, but I always
Eddie Money has a song called "Bring On the Rain."
My brain's going 100 different ways, but jars of clay flood. That's great. It's Eddie Rabbit. I always mess that up. Every time. November Rain, Too Slow. Yeah. Good song. It's like 13 minutes.
You want to fall asleep while listening to it. You got to be in the mood for that one. And have a little extra time.
Yeah, mood for a nap.
Yep.
From On Three, Kentucky will contact Dan Hurley, Billy Donovan, and Scott Drew for its head coaching vacancy. I got to tell you, from those three, it's Scott Drew. Dan Hurley's not moving. He is in paradise where he's at right now. It's perfect for him. Why would you leave paradise?
Yeah. Because he would make everybody mad at him there. Not that he would care about that, but that would kind of tarnish his legacy a little bit, right?
His wife's got the roots there, and she's happy, and he's going to be filthy rich and got two championships and favored to win it all next year. Billy Donovan's going to be with the Bulls for however knows long, and in today's society, and 20 years ago, let's be honest, society, you don't want to wait that long if you're Kentucky. Because these McDonald's All-Americans and guys that are going in transfer portals because of coaching situations or whatever situations it may be, you got to have a guy there to grab some of those guys because they're going to be getting taken off the supermarket shelf and they're going to be wearing different colors. If you're Kentucky, you got to have a guy, not today, not tomorrow, but you got to have a guy pretty soon. No?
If time wasn't an issue, I would go Billy Donovan over Scott Drew.
As far as interest from those parties or?
No. If I had the choice of those two people, I would probably still go Billy Donovan. Worth a shot.
I know Scott Drew can get it done right now in the college game. I do know Billy Donovan's got back-to-back natties, national championships, But everything has changed so much since then. I know that I don't have to ask Scott Drew any questions. He's got all the answers.
Yeah.
So I would feel more comfortable with him. But then we set off this chain of events.
I was about to say, that makes everything more difficult.
And then we got,
I don't care about NBA coaching changes. Bring all the NBA coaches to college so we don't have to worry about coaching changes in our neck of the woods anytime soon. That's not what we want. We've had enough for quite some time. Could you imagine a team playing for a national title 5 years ago and saying they are on two separate head coaches after that? I mean, 5 years, three head coaches since that time?
My neck hurts.
And still made the tournament?
Whiplash. Sweet 16.
Yeah. Oh, we got start, bench, cut. Wayland, South Plains, LCU. Man, trying to get us in trouble. We wrap things up here. There's one. Do you think Grant would go to Baylor? If Grant,
I haven't ranked my schools yet, dude. I'm trying to get that done.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know if you were going to do that one. I didn't want to make anybody mad there.
No, they're all three starting. How about that?
There we go.
That's a cop out.
Yeah, I'm not making anybody mad.
But I would probably start SPC just because they're the regular folks trying to make it. And Clint went to Lubbockers.
Oh, yeah, that does knock it down.
And Beeps.
So did I.
Oh.
Who? What?
He said he went to LCU as well.
You did?
Not very long, but I did go there. Oh. Okay. I did. I was a student, yes, at LCU for a little bit.
I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, so I went to pick her up in the rain. That's from Lindale Jeff, little David Allen Coe. Do I think Grant would go to Baylor?
If he was offered the job. Yeah.
If all this moved around and Baylor wanted him, yes. There's a lot of things in the middle here that would have to fall. Because I do think he is thrilled being here. Thrilled. I think his family loves it here. But
there's always a but.
That's right. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. The Bottom Line Boys are up next. Thanks for all the participation on the Yates Flooring Center chat line and the rain songs. Be careful out there today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.